Chapter 2. Diversity and Inclusion in Healthcare. Małgorzata Zimny, Pomeranian Medical University in Szczecin, Poland. Diversity and inclusion in healthcare are not merely guiding principles, but fundamental pillars that ensure every patient feels recognized, heard, and respected. Because true health begins with equity. Subchapter 1. Introduction. Diversity and inclusion have long been widely used terms in various contexts, but only in recent years have they become integral to discussions on healthcare. A rich diversity, reflecting the mosaic of communities in terms of race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, immigration status, physical disability, and socioeconomic level, can present challenges for healthcare providers and patients alike. However, it also offers opportunities for positive transformation. For such transformation to be successful, efforts must focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion rather than just diversity alone. There is a growing understanding of the interconnection between the work environment of healthcare providers, patient outcomes, and overall organizational performance. Diversity and inclusion in healthcare involve incorporating different perspectives, cultures, experiences, and identities into everyday medical practice. This approach requires acceptance and respect for racial, ethnic, cultural, gender, age, and religious diversity, as well as an understanding of the challenges faced by individuals with disabilities or those belonging to marginalized social groups. The key objective is to ensure equal opportunities, access, and high-quality healthcare for everyone, regardless of their background or life circumstances. Aims. In this chapter, students will develop their knowledge and skills in the following areas: understanding the benefits of diversity and inclusivity in healthcare, identifying strategies for overcoming barriers associated with working in a culturally diverse environment, recognizing key areas of professional behavior in the context of cultural diversity, understanding the importance of key characteristics required by healthcare personnel to work effectively in a culturally diverse environment. Learning outcomes. Upon completing this chapter, readers will be able to recognize and appreciate the benefits of cultural diversity in healthcare, identify methods for overcoming barriers to healthcare access, tailor medical care to individual patient needs by implementing key areas of professional behavior in the context of cultural diversity, collaborate effectively in a culturally diverse medical environment by understanding and developing the key characteristics required of healthcare personnel. Subchapter 2. The Benefits of Diversity and Inclusion in Healthcare. Modern healthcare operates in an increasingly diverse society, where patients come from various cultural, social, and linguistic backgrounds. Embracing this diversity not only enhances the quality of services provided, but also fosters trust between patients and healthcare providers. An inclusive approach to healthcare allows for better tailoring of diagnosis and treatment to the individual needs of patients, reducing barriers to access and improving treatment outcomes. Subchapter 2.1. Better Health Outcomes. Understanding cultural differences helps to better recognize the individual needs of patients, allowing for a more precise alignment of medical care with their expectations and life circumstances. This enables doctors and medical staff not only to diagnose and treat more effectively, but also to build relationships based on trust, which increases the effectiveness of therapies and enhances patient comfort. Better communication with patients significantly impacts the success of treatment. Using translators or educational materials tailored to the patient's language and culture facilitates their understanding of medical instructions. This allows patients to better follow therapeutic guidelines, improving the effectiveness of treatment and enhancing health outcomes. The growing awareness of the importance of effective communication in healthcare systems is becoming increasingly common. Given that communication courses must be tailored to the specifics of a particular culture, language, and other contextual issues, many countries and communities using a common language have proposed their recommendations for communication curricula in undergraduate medical studies. With the increasing awareness of the importance of medical communication, its teaching has been integrated into the core medical curriculum. Medical faculties worldwide began introducing appropriate courses into their curricula by the end of the 20th century. One of the first experiences came from the University of Lagos in 1984. More contemporary examples include Leipzig University Medical School, Comskill Communication, Skills Training and Longitudinal Communication Curriculum Charité, Universitätsmedizin Berlin, Ghent University, and Harvard Medical School. One strategy that many organizations have already implemented is translation services, which are crucial for patients with limited local language proficiency and for the development of written materials. Another strategy to improve cultural competence is the inclusion of patient navigators, staff, and patient advocates. The most effective solution is, if possible, to employ medical staff who culturally best match the majority of the patients under care, reducing health inequalities. In the literature on the subject, the aspect of equality is most often emphasized, understood as ensuring equal rights for individuals with the same healthcare needs. Diversity in healthcare enables better identification and elimination of barriers that restrict access to medical services, such as language, financial, or social barriers. This may include collaboration with community organizations, immigrant and refugee organizations, as well as other social groups, such as non-governmental organizations, foundations, associations, religious groups, and social clubs. Preventing medical errors. Understanding the cultural context of a patient can help prevent misunderstandings that sometimes lead to incorrect diagnoses or treatments. Subchapter 2.2. Greater patient trust in the healthcare system. Building trust-based relationships. Trust is the foundation of effective healthcare, and patients who feel that their culture, values, and traditions are respected are more likely to be open and cooperate with healthcare providers. When doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals demonstrate understanding of the individual needs of patients, taking into account their cultural and social background, patients feel more accepted and treated with respect. This approach helps build a stronger bond between the patient and medical staff, leading to better communication and more effective treatment. Respect for cultural diversity and building trust in healthcare not only strengthens the relationship between the patient and the provider, but also improves treatment outcomes and the overall quality of care. For example, if a patient from a particular culture has concerns about treatments or procedures that conflict with their traditions, healthcare personnel who demonstrate understanding and provide appropriate education can help alleviate those concerns by acknowledging, appreciating, and offering both emotional and informational support. Respect for the patient's culture also impacts their sense of safety, which can reduce resistance to seeking medical consultations. Patients who feel that their identity is accepted are more likely to engage in long-term care, adhere to medical recommendations, and actively participate in the treatment process. Furthermore, this approach helps reduce language and cultural barriers that may hinder effective communication and create a distance between the patient and healthcare providers. As a result, building relationships based on trust and cultural diversity not only improves patient satisfaction, but also enhances treatment effectiveness, reduces the risk of medical errors, and contributes to the overall improvement of healthcare quality. Reduction of anxiety and stress. When patients feel understood, respected, and valued, their emotional response to healthcare situations improves significantly. Anxiety and stress are common reactions to medical interventions, especially when patients feel a lack of understanding from their providers due to differences in communication styles, cultural backgrounds, or lack of empathy. However, when healthcare workers take the time to understand the unique needs, concerns, and cultural context of the patient, they create an environment where the patient feels heard and safe. This sense of understanding fosters a positive therapeutic relationship, leading to greater openness and willingness to cooperate with the healthcare team. When patients feel more comfortable, they are more likely to openly discuss their symptoms, treatment preferences, and concerns, allowing healthcare workers to provide more personalized care. This, in turn, improves the overall patient experience during treatment. Moreover, the reduction of anxiety and stress has a direct impact on health outcomes. High levels of stress can hinder the healing process as it negatively affects the immune system and exacerbates certain conditions. When patients feel less stressed, they are more likely to adhere to medical recommendations, follow treatment plans, and engage in proactive health management, which contributes to faster recovery. In essence, nurturing a sense of understanding not only creates a more positive and collaborative environment, but also accelerates the healing process by alleviating emotional and mental burdens that may impede recovery. When patients feel understood and supported, it reduces stress and anxiety, fostering cooperation, which improves treatment outcomes and accelerates the healing process. Subchapter 2.3. Increasing the effectiveness of the medical team. Culturally diverse teams are more creative. Cultural diversity within teams brings together individuals with different perspectives, experiences, and problem-solving approaches. This mix of viewpoints increases innovation, as team members can approach challenges from various angles, leading to more creative and effective solutions. When people from different cultural backgrounds collaborate, they can draw from a wider range of knowledge, traditions, and strategies, often resulting in unique and unconventional thinking. In healthcare settings, for example, a culturally diverse team may develop more varied and comprehensive approaches to patient care, taking into account not only medical factors but also cultural preferences, social dynamics, and different ways of coping with illness. This diversity helps identify potential gaps in care and encourages the development of new techniques or tools that can be used to improve patient outcomes. Furthermore, culturally diverse teams are more likely to question the status quo and traditional methods, fostering an environment where creativity is encouraged. These teams tend to be more flexible and open to experimenting with new ideas, which is especially important in rapidly changing fields like healthcare, where innovation is key to improving patient care and treatment. Cultural diversity in medical teams enhances creativity, fosters collaboration, and drives innovation, ultimately leading to more efficient and effective patient care. By creating an inclusive environment where diverse perspectives are welcomed and valued, organizations can tap into the full potential of their teams, leading to greater effectiveness, problem-solving ability, and overall creativity. Reducing the risk of conflicts. Understanding and accepting diversity within teams plays a crucial role in reducing tensions and fostering collaboration. When team members recognize and respect cultural differences, backgrounds, and perspectives, it creates a more harmonious working environment. This understanding helps prevent misunderstandings that may arise from miscommunication, stereotypes, or assumptions about the behaviors and values of others. Understanding and accepting diversity within teams not only reduces conflicts but also strengthens collaboration, creating a more harmonious and productive work environment. In a culturally diverse team, there is often a greater emphasis on open communication, active listening, and empathy. These practices help team members navigate potential cultural differences and find common ground, preventing conflicts before they escalate. Recognizing that someone's behavior may stem from cultural norms rather than personal issues can reduce feelings of frustration or resentment that could otherwise arise. Moreover, teams that actively promote inclusivity encourage individuals to express themselves without fear of judgment, helping to resolve issues before they become sources of conflict. When every team member feels respected and valued, there is less risk of negative competition or divisions within the group. As a result, collaboration improves, and the team can focus on achieving common goals rather than being distracted by internal disputes. By creating an environment where diversity is not only accepted but celebrated, organizations can foster a more positive and productive atmosphere. This leads to the development of stronger teams, reduced stress, and more efficient workflows, ultimately resulting in better outcomes, especially in demanding fields like healthcare. Development of interpersonal skills. Working in a multicultural environment offers a unique opportunity to develop key interpersonal skills such as empathy, flexibility, and effective communication, especially in difficult and complex situations. Interactions with people from diverse backgrounds, values, and beliefs challenge team members to step outside their comfort zones and understand the perspectives of others. Empathy in a multicultural context involves the ability to put oneself in someone else's shoes, understanding their needs, emotions, and reactions within a cultural context. In such an environment, team members learn how to communicate effectively, taking into account linguistic, cultural, and social differences, which helps foster better understanding and reduce tensions. Working in a multicultural environment enhances empathy, flexibility, and effective communication, creating stronger and more cohesive teams that are ready to face the challenges of modern healthcare. Flexibility, a key aspect of working in a multicultural environment, refers to the ability to adapt to new and unfamiliar situations and adjust one's behavior and approach according to changing conditions and the needs of others. This flexibility allows for effective conflict resolution, finding common ground in different working styles, and efficiently managing the diverse demands of patients and colleagues. Additionally, working in a multicultural team increases the ability to communicate effectively in challenging situations where cultural differences may lead to misunderstandings. The ability to explain intentions clearly, negotiate, and find common ground in conversations is invaluable in a team environment, especially in healthcare, where every interaction can impact treatment outcomes. As a result, working in a diverse environment not only enriches interpersonal skills, but also contributes to building more cohesive, effective, and empathetic teams that are better prepared to address the challenges of modern healthcare. Subchapter 3: Overcoming Barriers. Overcoming barriers in healthcare is crucial to ensuring equal access to high-quality care for all patients, regardless of their cultural, linguistic, or personal circumstances. Subchapter 3.1: Intercultural Education. Intercultural training for healthcare staff is fundamental to effective healthcare in diverse communities. When staff are well prepared to work in a multicultural environment, they acquire the skills to better understand and adapt their actions to the needs of patients from various cultures. This type of education not only teaches customs, beliefs, and values, but also helps to understand how these cultural aspects influence patients' attitudes toward treatment and health. For example, in some cultures, family bonds may be very strong, which means medical decisions may require consultation with the patient's family. Other cultures may prefer traditional healing methods, which can affect the patient's openness to conventional therapies. Such training may also address differences in verbal and nonverbal communication, which are crucial for effectively conveying medical information. Gestures, tone of voice, and even body posture may have different meanings in different cultures, and misunderstanding these cues can lead to confusion. Through intercultural education, healthcare workers learn how to avoid misunderstandings, resulting in better quality interactions with patients. Additionally, intercultural training helps healthcare staff develop greater sensitivity to differences in approaches to health and illness. Knowledge about how patients from various cultures perceive the treatment process can influence how healthcare professionals make therapeutic decisions, propose treatments, or explain medical procedures. Understanding that patients may have different expectations regarding treatment methods allows for a more personalized approach, increasing the chances of successful collaboration between the patient and healthcare staff. As a result of intercultural education, healthcare personnel become more aware of their role, not only as specialists, but also as individuals who help patients feel understood and respected. This type of education leads to improved care quality, reduced medical errors, and greater patient satisfaction because patients feel safer in interactions with staff who understand their cultural background and needs. Healthcare systems that implement cultural diversity training and promote inclusive work processes play a crucial role in bridging the gap between medical teams and achieving equitable treatment outcomes for all patients. To improve the quality of healthcare, healthcare organizations should provide cultural competency training for their staff to help them better understand and respect the beliefs, values, and practices of patients from diverse cultural backgrounds. These training sessions should cover topics such as cultural humility, cultural sensitivity, cultural awareness, communication skills, and strategies for overcoming cultural barriers. Subchapter 3.2: Eliminating Biases. Awareness of one's own biases and their impact on medical decisions is a crucial element in building a fair and equal healthcare system. Everyone, regardless of their education or professional experience, holds certain unconscious preferences and biases that can influence decisions in interactions with patients. In the medical environment, these biases can lead to unequal treatment of patients, which can ultimately affect the quality of care, diagnoses, and treatment outcomes. Eliminating biases in healthcare ensures that every patient is treated fairly, with respect, and receives the best possible care, regardless of their background. Becoming aware of such biases is the first step toward eliminating them. When healthcare workers understand that certain behaviors, attitudes, or biases may stem from their unconscious beliefs, they are more likely to reflect on their reactions and decisions. For example, a doctor may unconsciously assume that a patient from a particular social group will not adhere to medical recommendations, which may lead to incomplete communication or less effective treatment methods. Through education on biases, medical staff can learn to recognize these unconscious beliefs and act more objectively, taking into account the needs of patients rather than relying on stereotypical assumptions. An important aspect of eliminating biases in healthcare is continuous improvement and participation in training on equality, justice, and inclusivity. These trainings help healthcare workers recognize and understand the mechanisms that lead to biases, as well as provide techniques and strategies that help mitigate their negative effects. One example of this is learning effective communication with patients from different cultures in order to minimize the risk of making unfair assumptions or judgments. Eliminating biases in healthcare ensures that every patient is treated fairly, with respect, and receives the best possible care, regardless of their background. Eliminating biases not only improves the quality of medical care, but also builds trust between patients and the healthcare system. Patients who feel they are treated fairly, regardless of their background, social status, race, or religion, are more open to collaborating with medical professionals. Moreover, increasing awareness of biases among healthcare staff leads to more balanced and fair medical decisions, which can contribute to better treatment outcomes and overall patient satisfaction. As a result, eliminating biases in healthcare is not only an ethical issue but also a practical one, contributing to a more just, effective, and equitable medical system where all patients have equal opportunities to receive the best possible care. Subchapter 3.3. Language accessibility. Language accessibility in healthcare is a key element in ensuring equal access to medical services for patients who do not speak the dominant language of the country or region. Modern societies are becoming increasingly linguistically diverse, and language barriers can significantly impact the quality of healthcare. If a patient does not fully understand medical information, instructions, or procedures, it can lead to serious treatment errors, misunderstandings regarding therapeutic recommendations, and reduced feelings of safety and comfort. Language accessibility is the bridge that connects patients to effective and professional care. Language accessibility is the bridge that connects patients with effective and compassionate care. A well-established approach to language accessibility helps create a more inclusive healthcare environment where every patient has equal opportunities to understand and benefit from medical services, regardless of language barriers. This approach not only improves communication, but also strengthens patients' trust in the healthcare system and increases their engagement in the treatment process. Subchapter 4. Inclusive Leadership. Subchapter 4.1. Promoting Diversity. Building teams that reflect the diversity of communities as a key step in ensuring effective and empathetic healthcare. Teams composed of individuals from diverse ethnic, cultural, and linguistic backgrounds, as well as those with varied life and professional experiences, are better equipped to understand the needs of patients from different environments. This representation helps break down communication barriers, build trust, and tailor care to the specific needs of various social groups. Diversity in medical teams also fosters innovation in problem solving. Different perspectives and approaches to situations can lead to more creative and effective decisions, which are essential in the rapidly evolving healthcare landscape. Additionally, diverse teams are better prepared for the challenges of globalization, including health issues that require knowledge of different cultures and healthcare systems. Incorporating diversity into recruitment and training processes creates opportunities not only for individuals to bring their unique perspectives, but also for organizations to become more flexible and efficient. This approach reflects a commitment to building a fair society, where every person, regardless of their background, has access to high-quality healthcare. Promoting diversity is not just an ethical obligation, but also a practical strategy that strengthens team development, improves patient experiences, and elevates the standard of healthcare, making it more accessible and effective for all. Subchapter 4.2. Engagement, actively involving staff and patients in the decision-making process. Engagement is a key element in building effective and inclusive healthcare systems. actively involving both medical staff and patients in decision-making processes allows for a better understanding of their needs, priorities, and concerns. When healthcare workers feel their voices are heard and considered, their motivation, job satisfaction, and sense of belonging increase. Similarly, patients who actively participate in their care feel a greater sense of control over their health, which enhances their engagement in treatment and adherence to medical recommendations. Collaboration thrives where every voice is valued. Involving staff in decision-making processes includes regular consultations, collecting feedback, and creating spaces for open idea exchanges, regardless of position or professional experience. This approach helps organizations identify the challenges their teams face and collaboratively develop solutions that improve the efficiency and quality of care. Engaging patients means creating environments where their opinions and preferences truly influence medical decisions. This requires healthcare professionals to demonstrate not only empathy and openness, but also the ability to explain complex medical information in an understandable way. Including patients in discussions about their treatment plans, health goals, and therapeutic options builds trust and a sense of partnership. In practice, engagement can be supported through regular team meetings, advisory groups involving patients, surveys about the quality of care, or digital tools that allow patients to provide feedback in real time. The active participation of all stakeholders in decision-making processes contributes to creating more balanced and effective systems that better respond to the diverse needs of communities. Engagement is not only a tool for improving organizational and team processes, but also a value that strengthens trust, builds relationships, and fosters a culture of mutual respect and collaboration. Subchapter 4.3: Modeling Attitudes. Leaders play a crucial role in shaping organizational culture, which is why their approach to diversity and inclusion is so important. They should actively demonstrate openness to different perspectives, respect for differing viewpoints, and a willingness to collaborate with people from various backgrounds. Leading by example means that leaders not only talk about values like equality and acceptance, but also practice them daily in their behavior. For instance, a leader might actively listen to team members, engage in discussions with employees from diverse backgrounds, or make decisions that reflect their needs and suggestions. Leadership brings about change most effectively when it is guided by respect, openness, and purposeful actions. Leaders should also promote transparency and open communication, creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing their opinions and concerns. This approach not only builds trust, but also motivates the entire team to model these values in their everyday work. Additionally, leaders can participate in diversity and inclusion training, demonstrating their commitment to self-improvement and a willingness to learn. Through their actions, they can inspire others to embrace change and create a work environment that reflects respect, empathy, and collaboration. As a result, the attitudes of leaders become the driving force of the entire organization, shaping an atmosphere where diversity is seen as a strength and inclusion as the norm. True professionalism lies in the ability to embrace diversity with respect, understanding, and flexibility, ensuring that everyone feels valued and included. Subchapter 5: Professional Behaviors in the Context of Cultural Diversity. Professional behavior in the context of cultural diversity refers to how individuals in the workplace and other professional environments should act to respect and appreciate cultural diversity and the differences between individuals. Contemporary organizations and societies are becoming increasingly culturally diverse, which presents challenges for employees and leaders in terms of effective collaboration, communication, and managing culturally diverse teams. Key professional behaviors related to cultural diversity in the workplace are based on self-reflection, flexibility, empathy, and the protection of patient rights. Subchapter 5.1: Self-Reflection. Self-reflection in the context of working with people from different cultures is a process of deeply contemplating one's own beliefs, values, and attitudes to better understand how these internal aspects shape our responses to others, especially during interactions with people from different cultures. Self-reflection is particularly important in healthcare, medical professions, and any field where direct interaction with patients and colleagues requires sensitivity to diversity. The diagram below illustrates the processes of cultural and adaptive development. Each stage is connected to the subsequent steps, demonstrating their interdependence. Figure 6 presents the process of cultural and adaptive development. It outlines several key stages, including awareness of own beliefs and values, identification of biases and stereotypes, understanding the impact of own attitudes on interactions, considering the influence of culture on behavior and expectations, developing adaptive skills, learning from experience, emotion regulation and stress management, and ultimately viewing culture as a resource. Awareness of own beliefs and values. Self-reflection begins with becoming aware of one's own beliefs, which may stem from upbringing, religion, cultural traditions, education, or personal experiences. For instance, if a person comes from a culture where family plays a central role, they may have a different perspective on the priorities in the life of a patient who holds different values. Understanding how these beliefs can affect the perception of others is essential for professional behavior in interactions with patients and colleagues from diverse cultures. Identification of biases and stereotypes. Each of us carries certain biases, which may result from unconsciously imitating the cultural stereotypes existing in society. Self-reflection helps identify these biases and stereotypes, enabling their elimination or minimization in interactions with others. For example, a doctor might notice that they previously assumed, perhaps wrongly, that patients from certain cultures prefer specific methods of treatment or communication. Awareness of these biases allows for the development of a more open approach to patients from various cultures, understanding the impact of own attitudes on interactions. Our attitudes towards others can significantly influence the quality of interactions, especially in the context of cultural differences. Self-reflection helps understand how our emotions, reactions, and behaviors shape our relationships with patients and colleagues. For example, if someone holds a negative attitude towards individuals from a particular cultural background, it may affect the way communication unfolds, hindering the development of trust. Regularly evaluating our own attitudes allows us to improve these interactions, which is especially important in professions that require empathy and understanding. Considering the influence of culture on behavior and expectations. Self-reflection also involves analyzing how cultural differences affect the expectations and behavior of both patients and colleagues. Understanding that culture can influence the way emotions are expressed, how authority is perceived, or how time is approached provides a better foundation for creating appropriate communication strategies. For example, in some cultures, direct confrontation may be considered rude, while in others it is seen as an expression of honesty. Awareness of these differences helps avoid misunderstandings and conflicts. Developing adaptive skills. Self-reflection also helps in developing the ability to adapt to different situations and individuals. Understanding one's reactions to different behavioral styles, which may stem from varying cultural values, allows for better alignment of one's attitude with the expectations and needs of others. For example, when working with a patient from a different culture who may have a different approach to treatment, self-reflection helps adjust communication in a way that respects their beliefs while ensuring proper care. Learning from experience. Self-reflection is also a process of learning from experience. After every interaction with a patient or colleague, it is helpful to reflect on what went well and what could have been improved. For instance, was trust successfully built? Was communication clear? Or were there tensions related to cultural differences during the conversation? This type of analysis allows for continuous improvement in interpersonal skills and better preparation for similar situations in the future. Emotion regulation and stress management. Cultural differences can trigger emotions that are not always easy to control. Self-reflection helps to understand which emotions are evoked by specific situations related to intercultural interactions. This awareness allows one to learn how to better regulate their emotions, which is crucial when working with patients who may be under stress or anxiety, especially when facing cultural barriers in healthcare. Culture as a resource. Self-reflection also helps recognize that cultural diversity can be a valuable resource that enriches our professional practice. Understanding that each culture brings unique values, beliefs, and perspectives can help foster an empathetic approach to patients and colleagues. As a result, not only do we improve the quality of relationships, but we also enhance our ability to creatively and flexibly solve problems. Subchapter 5.2. Flexibility. Flexibility in the context of working with patients refers to the ability to adapt one's behavior, communication style, and therapeutic approach to meet the individual needs, expectations, and cultural conditions of the patient. This is a crucial skill, especially when faced with the diversity of individuals encountered in the healthcare environment. Recognizing the individual needs of the patient. Each patient is unique, both physically and emotionally, as well as in terms of their cultural, religious, or personal beliefs. Flexibility means the ability to recognize these differences and respond to them in a way that is tailored to the individual. For example, a patient from a different cultural background may have a different approach to treatment and prefer traditional methods over modern technologies. Similarly, a person with a history of trauma may require a specific approach characterized by more patience and empathy during conversations. Adapting communication. Style flexibility also involves the ability to adjust one's communication style depending on the patient. Depending on age, education level, native language, and culture, the way information is conveyed may require modification. For example, an older patient with hearing problems may need speech to be clear and slow, while a younger patient with better access to modern media may prefer a more dynamic and concise form of communication. Additionally, in a cultural context, differences in verbal and nonverbal communication can significantly impact the effectiveness of interactions. In some cultures, directly asking questions may be considered impolite, while in others, it is seen as normal. Adapting therapeutic approach. Flexibility also refers to the ability to adjust the treatment approach based on the patient's preferences. For example, a patient who adheres to a specific religion may prefer therapies aligned with their faith, incorporating prayers, meditation, or other spiritual practices into the therapeutic process. On the other hand, a patient with medical experience may be more open to modern treatment methods, but might require detailed explanations about the process. In such cases, a flexible therapeutic approach may involve integrating traditional methods with modern ones, respecting the patient's beliefs while ensuring effective care. Empathy and active listening. Flexibility in communication is also tied to empathy and the ability to actively listen. When a patient feels understood and respected, they are more likely to openly discuss their health status, concerns, and needs. Flexibility means that healthcare workers can adjust their responses to the patient's emotions and level of comfort. For example, if a patient expresses fear about a treatment, flexibility involves adjusting the tone of voice, body language, and the way procedures are explained to ensure a sense of safety and comfort. Understanding the impact of culture on patient expectations. Flexibility in communication also means recognizing that cultural differences can influence a patient's expectations regarding treatment, communication, and relationships with healthcare providers. For instance, in some cultures, there is greater respect for hierarchy, meaning the patient may expect the doctor to make all decisions without involving them in the details. In other cultures, patients may prefer a more collaborative approach, where they are fully engaged in the decision-making process. Flexibility in responding to changes in the patient's health condition. Flexibility is not only the ability to adapt to an initial approach with a patient, but also the capacity to respond to changing circumstances during treatment. Changes in a patient's health, their reactions to treatment, or developing emotional needs require quick adaptation. Flexibility means adjusting the treatment plan to meet the unique needs of the patient. Maintaining professionalism. Despite changing circumstances, while it is essential to adapt to the patient, it is equally important to maintain professionalism and protect personal boundaries. Flexibility does not mean abandoning ethical or professional standards, but rather the ability to adjust an approach in a way that remains consistent with the requirements of the profession and the patient's well-being. For example, if a patient attempts to cross professional boundaries, flexibility involves gently but firmly reminding them of the professional limits. Professionalism involves sensitivity, recognizing differences, and providing care tailored to the needs of each individual. Creative problem solving. Working with patients from diverse cultural backgrounds or with varying needs also requires the ability to think creatively to solve problems. Sometimes a patient may have unusual needs that cannot easily be met with standard procedures. In such cases, flexibility allows for finding new, appropriate solutions that are both effective and respectful of the patient's individual requirements. Subchapter 5.3, Empathy. Empathy is a key skill in working with patients, especially in the context of cultural diversity. It involves the ability to understand and share the feelings of a patient, regardless of their cultural, religious, social, or emotional background. In healthcare, empathy facilitates more effective communication, builds trust, and allows for tailoring care to the individual needs of the patient. Understanding the patient's emotions. Empathy begins with the ability to recognize and understand the patient's emotions, even when they are expressed in a way that differs from what we are accustomed to. The patient may experience fear, uncertainty, pain, or frustration, and understanding these feelings is crucial for providing appropriate care. Regardless of the patient's cultural background, their emotions deserve respect and understanding. Empathy enables healthcare professionals to adjust their communication to make the patient feel heard and understood. Active listening. Active listening is the foundation of empathy. It involves fully focusing on the patient, understanding their words, and also noticing nonverbal cues such as facial expressions, body posture, and tone of voice. Active listening allows for a better understanding of the patient and their needs, which is especially important in the context of cultural differences. Often, what the patient says does not fully reflect the extent of their emotions, so it is important to listen between the lines and notice what remains unspoken. Understanding. Different cultural perspectives. Empathy is not only about sharing the patient's feelings, but also understanding that they may view the world differently due to their culture, religion, or traditions. For example, in some cultures, there is great respect for the authority of the doctor, which might make the patient hesitant to express concerns or doubts, even if they feel them. In other cultures, patients may be more open to discussing their health issues. Empathy requires understanding these differences and adjusting communication so that the patient feels comfortable and has the opportunity to freely express their needs. Compassion. Without judgment. Empathy also involves the ability to avoid judgment, regardless of how the patient views their situation or the decisions they make about their health. It is important to show understanding and compassion. The patient may make decisions that seem to contradict medical advice. Without empathy, it is easy to judge them. Understanding that the patient's decisions may stem from their fears, beliefs, life experiences, or cultural background helps to create an environment where the patient feels supported rather than criticized. Adjusting to individual needs. Empathy requires healthcare workers to adjust their approach to the individual needs of the patient, taking into account not only their health condition, but also the emotional and cultural aspects of their life. For some patients, a detailed explanation of the treatment process may be helpful, while for others, it may be most important to ensure that their spiritual or cultural beliefs are respected. Empathy allows healthcare providers to recognize these subtle differences and adapt their approach accordingly. Building trust and relationships. Empathy is the foundation for building trust between the patient and healthcare providers. A patient who feels understood and respected is more likely to cooperate, which is crucial for the treatment process. Trust, in turn, improves communication, leads to better understanding of the patient's needs, more effective treatment, and greater satisfaction with healthcare services. Coping with difficult situations. Empathy is also invaluable in handling emotionally difficult situations. For patients in the terminal stages of illness, those with serious health issues, or those experiencing crises, empathy helps provide support, a sense of security, and comfort. Understanding the patient's emotions in such moments is crucial to help them navigate through challenging experiences, offering not only physical support, but also emotional solace. Strengthening the patient's sense of dignity. Empathy helps maintain the patient's dignity, especially in situations that may be difficult or humiliating for them, such as medical examinations or procedures. Showing understanding and compassion makes the patient feel more comfortable, which is essential for their well-being and how they perceive the quality of the care they are receiving. Empathy in care is understanding beyond differences, Empathy in patient care is the ability to immerse oneself in their situation and understand their perspective, regardless of cultural differences. This includes active listening, avoiding judgment, understanding the patient's emotions and cultural background, and adjusting the approach to meet individual needs. Through empathy, the patient feels respected, understood, and supported, significantly improving the quality of care and strengthening the relationship between the patient and healthcare professionals. Subchapter 5.4. Patient rights. Advocacy. Patient rights advocacy in healthcare refers to actively promoting equality and justice in access to medical care, particularly through the elimination of inequalities and support for marginalized groups. Advocacy is not limited to fighting for patient rights. It also includes efforts to reform systems that may hinder equal and fair access to healthcare. Actions within advocacy can encompass a broad range of interventions, from individual-level efforts to systemic changes. Promoting equal access to healthcare. Patient rights advocacy asserts that every individual, regardless of their background, social status, or economic situation, deserves equal access to high-quality healthcare. Many people, particularly those from marginalized groups, face barriers to accessing healthcare, such as lack of health insurance, communication difficulties with healthcare providers, or limited access to specialized services. Patient advocacy aims to remove these obstacles and fight for ensuring that every patient has an equal opportunity to receive care tailored to their individual needs. Eliminating social and economic inequalities. Social and economic inequalities have a direct impact on the quality and accessibility of healthcare. Advocacy focuses on identifying and eliminating these inequalities, which may influence patients' health decisions or restrict their access to appropriate care. Individuals living in poverty, the elderly, ethnic minorities, and LGBTQ+ individuals may experience discrimination in healthcare, leading to worse health outcomes. Actions such as lobbying for health policies that address these inequalities aim to create a fairer healthcare system that takes the needs of every patient into account. Support for marginalized groups. Advocacy is particularly important for social groups that may not have a voice in traditional decision-making processes. Groups such as ethnic minorities, people with disabilities, the elderly, LGBTQ+ individuals, and those living with HIV/AIDS often face additional challenges in accessing healthcare. Representatives work on behalf of these individuals to ensure they have access to appropriate medical services and raise awareness of their specific health needs. Supporting marginalized groups involves educating both society and healthcare professionals about these challenges and promoting equality in all aspects of healthcare. Education and social awareness. Patient rights advocacy is not only about working within the healthcare system, but also about educating society and institutions on issues related to inequalities in healthcare access, collaborating with non-governmental organizations, conducting public campaigns, creating reports and studies on healthcare inequalities, and promoting public policies that increase the availability and quality of healthcare services for marginalized groups all contribute to advocacy efforts. Raising social awareness about healthcare inequalities is crucial in mobilizing change at the local, national, and global levels. Collaboration with legislators and shaping health policy advocacy in healthcare also involves efforts to create public policies that promote equality and justice in access to healthcare. This includes not only local-level actions, but also influencing legislators and politicians to implement changes in health regulations that are more just and equitable. This can involve lobbying for changes in health insurance policies, access to medications, and reforms in healthcare systems that address inequalities arising from various social and economic factors. Actions at the individual level advocacy is not limited to systemic or political actions, but can also include efforts at the individual level. In the context of healthcare, this may involve helping patients navigate the healthcare system, representing their interests in interactions with doctors or medical facilities, and providing support throughout the treatment process. Often, patients from marginalized groups may not know how to effectively use the healthcare system, and the role of the advocate is to provide information, emotional support, and assistance in resolving potential issues. Supporting equality within the healthcare system plays a crucial role, as every individual deserves to have their voice heard, and every person is entitled to equal access to care. Challenges in patient advocacy. Advocacy can face many challenges, including resistance from institutions accustomed to functioning in ways that do not prioritize equality and justice. Additionally, changes in the healthcare system require time, resources, and collaboration from various stakeholders. Despite these challenges, advocacy efforts are critical in striving for a more just, equal, and accessible healthcare system. Patient advocacy in healthcare is the active pursuit of promoting equality, justice, and eliminating inequalities in access to medical care. It involves both systemic and individual actions aimed at supporting marginalized groups, educating society, collaborating with decision makers, and creating health policies that promote equality. The goal is to create a just healthcare system that ensures every patient has access to appropriate healthcare services, regardless of their social or cultural background. Final reflection. Relevance to cultural competence and the Empower Model by Malgorzata Shkup. The chapter, Diversity and Inclusion in Healthcare, directly aligns with the assumptions of the Empower Model, serving as its practical and conceptual extension. The discussed issues, such as the importance of cultural diversity, the need for inclusive leadership, the development of interpersonal skills, and the elimination of barriers in access to healthcare, reflect the core pillars of the model. Effectiveness, multiculturalism, professionalism, wellness, and education resources. The content of this chapter particularly supports the development of reflective cultural competencies, which are the foundation of the Empower model. Emphasis on self-awareness, empathy, flexibility, and self-reflection in healthcare teams echoes the concept of cultural humility, a central component of Empower. The chapter stresses that true understanding of a patient requires not only knowledge but also a willingness to learn from them, which is a guiding principle of the model. Moreover, the chapter promotes strengthening the role of patients, especially in the context of building trust-based and culturally sensitive relationships. The principle of active patient involvement, strongly emphasized in the Empower model, is clearly reflected in the described strategies for tailoring care to the cultural and linguistic needs of healthcare users. The chapter also addresses the importance of professional wellness among healthcare providers, demonstrating that working in a culturally diverse environment requires emotional, educational, and organizational support. The focus on developing soft skills, such as emotional regulation and stress management, corresponds with the wellness component of the Empower model, which advocates for a healthy learning and work environment. In conclusion, this chapter provides a solid theoretical and practical foundation for implementing the Empower model in healthcare education and practice. It demonstrates that effective healthcare in a culturally diverse society requires not only knowledge of differences, but also an attitude of openness, humility, and continuous development, all of which the Empower model actively fosters.